names on the list. Okay, or the next five. It'll be Robert, then Jill Silva, then Leslie Bryant, who will play with Paul Beck, John Boehmer, and then Ed Leckler. So we're moving right along. Jerry Wasserman is further down the list. I haven't gone to the second page. Well, I heard it. I know that voice. Don't worry. I know. That's a dangerous table over there, you know? So, anyway, moving right along. This is Robert, and this is the first time he's performed here. He came and listened last week, but he's a storyteller, and I went on the web and learned a little about him, and I think you'll enjoy what he does. Please give him a big, warm welcome.
I'm looking out, and I have to say I'm really pleased because I don't see one familiar face. And I'm about to tell you people something about myself and say, I'll never see you again, probably. I feel comfortable. My name is Robert in the storytelling world, and I am not nice. I don't even like nice. I don't do well with nice. And nice is everywhere. Nice is all over Lexington. There is more nice per square inch than there is grass. And nice annoys me in every way. I mean, you get behind one of these nice people that are letting people out from their garage, stopping while you're sitting there holding your steering wheel, turning into a sweat. Then there are the other nice people who hold the door for you so you have to run up and get it. I don't need nice. I don't like nice. And I'm surrounded by nice. My wife is nice. And whenever we get into what she calls a discussion, it always ends the same way. She says to me, "You aren't nice." And I say, "Of course I'm not nice. I told you that at the outset." And my wife is not only nice on the ground, she's nice when we're in an airplane, 35,000 feet in the air. We were sitting in opposite aisle seats when the person in front of me let go of one of the worst smells I have ever experienced in my life. Now, on a plane, of course, it's exaggerated because there's no windows you can open. You're in your seatbelt, and of course, the hold your buckle was on, the seatbelt sign was on, and I couldn't move. And I was gasping and choking for breath when I finally grabbed the magazine in front of me and started waving it back at the culprit. Believe it or not, my wife grabbed my arm and she said, "That's not nice." I said, "Not nice? This person in front of me doesn't even know me, and he's trying to kill me." And then she came up with the worst pun I have ever heard. She said, "You don't have to stink to his level." I told you, it was a bad pun. I long for the days that I lived in New York City. Nobody ever said the word nice in New York City. New York City is one of the few places in the world when somebody sees you getting on the elevator, somebody who's already on the elevator sees you coming, they press the close the door button. You don't have to run. They're doing you a favor. You go into a restaurant in New York where the waiters are the core of not being nice. If you go in with a friend and they see you talking to the friend and they come over to you and they say, "Why aren't you looking at the menu? What do you think I got all day? Tell me what you want." Doesn't get any better when you go to leave. They say, "Look at those people who want your seat. Can't you see they're hungry? What do you think they got all day?" And then, of course, everybody in New York was a scofflaw. And what they used to do was take the ticket off somebody else's car and put it on their own car. It wasn't nice, but it was New York, and it was understood. I remember once going into a deli in the Bronx. I was living by myself at the time, and I ordered one bagel, and I ordered 25 cents worth of Lux. And 36 worth of something else. And he rang it up and he said, 68 cents. And in the loudest voice he could possibly imagine, could have been heard all the way into Manhattan. He said, "What are you having a party?" That's New York. And how much I long to go back. I came back to Boston, Mecca, the Mecca of niceness in Lexington, a holy land of niceness. When you go to a restaurant here, the waiters actually ask you if they can sit down with you. They tell you their name. They even suggest food. Nobody says, "Somebody's waiting for your seat." Nobody says, "I haven't got all day." They are endearingly, sickeningly friendly. I can't stand the stress of niceness. I can't wait to go back to New York City, where I find one of those benches, and I sit on the bench, and I know one of those waiters is going to come over to the bench and say, "That's my seat." And what do you think? I got all day?
One more hand, please, for Robert. Thank you very much.